Breaking through the city gates, the Ladakis overcame Guge's resistance and took control of the lower part of the citadel. But as they chased the retreating soldiers and citizens of Guge up the passageways and tunnels to its summit, the Ladakis found themselves sitting ducks. As they snaked towards the summit, these passageways narrowed. The Ladakis had to pass through them almost single file, making them easy targets for Guge's forces. After taking heavy losses, the Ladakis retreated to the lower ramparts to regroup. It became clear to the Ladakis that a frontal assault on the citadel would be impossible. Instead, they chose to sit and wait. By surrounding the citadel, the Ladakis were confident they had blocked all avenues of escape and fresh supplies, especially water. How long could Jadakpo and his people hold out in this dry environment? But unknown to the Ladakis, Guge might have had a trick or two up its sleeve. Deep beneath the citadel lies a network of caves that John Beletsa and Serengelpo found to be most unusual. These were originally thought to be a royal winter retreat. To escape the bitter cold of winter, scholars believed the royal family would have come here to keep warm. But as John and Sereng explore further, they find evidence that suggests that these caves may have had some other purpose.
Then the government must have been in the war. Then the caravan media's in the tombs came into one.